There's always a great deal of thought on what might be an appropriate message as we have our annual meeting Sunday. We want to look to the future. We want to be sensitive to God's vision. I think one of the great acts of faith that any of us can make is answering this question. Do we believe that something new is possible? Now, that may seem like a simple question, but I think it goes to the heart of life. Indeed, I think it goes to the heart of our life of faith. Do we believe that something new is possible? And that's important because I think all of us, as individuals, and as a congregation, reach dead ends. We all reach moments when we cannot see a way forward. When we all reach these pivotal moments in life when we know that what we've been doing is no longer working for us. But we're not sure what will work in our future. And so we wonder and we ponder and we even catch ourselves praying, God, is something new possible here? Now, a little lesson in theology today. We are here today, at this moment on the continuum of our lives, we are here. We'll never get this moment again. And in this moment of our lives, every past moment is present within us. All of those bad experiences are here. All of the boring experiences are here. All of those painful experiences in our lives are here with us. And yes, even those joyful experiences are here too. The past really never disappears. And yet, have you noticed that we as a people and we as a church still long for creativity and change and newness? In spite of the fact that the past keeps pouring into our lives, we long for something new. The past is real, of course, no doubt about that. But the future, it's as real as the past. There's something that beckons us. Something that pulls us forward and invites us into a new future. To me, that something is God. If it were not the case, we would just repeat the past over and over again. But we don't do that. We write new songs. We paint new paintings. We design new buildings. We write new movies and new books. This something that pulls us forward is nothing less than the divine presence. And in fact, I would suggest that the resurrection of Jesus is a sign. A sign that newness is woven into the fabric of human experience. Now, as I think about this, I guess I can illustrate this best with one of my favorite movies. And that is, I think most of you probably have seen it, it's Bill Murray's Groundhog Day. I guarantee you it's on several times next week. Now, if you remember that movie at all, you will remember that Bill Murray gets stuck in one particular day, Groundhog Day. So he wakes up at the same time every day. He has the same conversations every day. He meets the same people every single day. He's stuck. Now, I love that movie because it's a comedy and I love to laugh. But it's making some really serious points. To be stuck in the past is hell. And yet, we don't have to be stuck in this kind of hell. In every experience, I think God is pulling us and urging us and nudging us towards something new and something creative and something loving. God is that presence, saying, come on now, you can do it. Do the right thing. Take the right step. Do the healthy thing. The compassionate and loving thing. Now it takes a lot of courage to embrace it. It takes a lot of love and faith to act on it. But this is what our faith is all about. I know it's a little stark to say it this way, but I think we can choose. We can choose to be either a Groundhog Day kind of person. Or we can be different. We can be cut from a different cloth here. The Groundhog Day kind of person just keeps on repeating the same old thing, following the same old path, living out the same old attitude. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that it's not a wholly satisfying kind of thing. It doesn't embrace that fullness of life that our Lord talked about. The person who is driven by God's presence that lies within them certainly appreciates that path, but keeps that open heart, that open eye towards the future, to the new insight, the new feeling, the new action that God might be inspiring. Now, I think the Apostle Paul was trying to communicate something like this to the church at Rome. Because he speaks in this particular passage of the resurrection of Jesus not as something that happened a long time ago. Nor does he say that one of these days when we die at the end of time, we'll all be resurrected to live with God forever. No, he's doing something very bold and very creative here in what he writes. He's saying that we experience the resurrection right here. Right now, within our mortal body. And every time we move toward the higher aims of God, we experience this newness of life. And every time we turn away from those higher aims of God, we experience nothing less than death. Even though we might keep on living, we experience that kind of deadness in our lives. Or in the life of our church. And so this morning on this annual meeting Sunday, I really hope that you will open yourself and our church to the higher aims of God. We cannot change our past, nor would we want to. We can process it, we can digest it, but we can't change it. Yet in every moment of life, God is calling us forward. That's resurrection. And that means that we can let go of something, and it means that we can embrace something. So this morning, we have a simple opportunity. Take in the beauty of this place. The beauty of how we do Christianity in this church. Notice the beauty in the faces of the people who are sitting around you. Say hi and smile at the people walking with you on this journey of faith. Listen to this amazing music. And leave here with a blessing. A blessing to let go of something, and a blessing to embrace something. We all need it. Amen.
In our call to prayer today, we call the death of Esther Ann Wiegertz, who passed away on Tuesday, January 12th. Recovering at home with Scott the cook, We have the birth announcements of Dr. Nathan and Fallon Schlamer celebrating the birth of their son, Rory Nathan, born on January 4th. He comes home to a big sister, Julie. And Stacy and BC and Kadra celebrate the birth of their son, Carter Elliott, born on January 13th. And he's the grandson of Pete and Pat Reddy and the great-grandson of Bob and Helen Melanie. In our prayers, Sally Boyle and her family, as they mourn the loss of her mother, Betty Ferry, who passed away on Sunday, January 24th. And also in our prayers, Scott Maslerov. We pray for our church leaders and volunteers. Recall that today's chancel flowers are given by Marion King in memory of Rex, Janet, and Peggy King, her deceased parents and sister. We thank God for all our blessings. And a thank you to Larry, who has served as our church organist now, and this is his last Sunday, so thank you. And we pray in silence now for our most deepest intentions.